We welcome you on behalf of the people of First Presbyterian Church and Post and Giles Dalby's family. We're grateful for his life with us. We honor his memory with stories and song and scripture. Giles Dalby's legacy will be remembered by many in light of his service as county judge, his work at Plains Capital Bank, and his leadership in his church. For Giles himself, his legacy is family. Individually, they are stronger than the sum of each part. Nelda, Liz and Bob, Becky, Charles C. and Johnny, Giles and Mendy, Lindsay, Lauren and Tad, Sarah, Jared, Whitney and John, Hannah, Cody, Taylor, Lyndon, Danae, Justin, Cannell and Tyler, Cheyenne and Giles Wilson, Aubrey, Kendall, Jackson, Stella. Family. We begin by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and in communion with the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Our God of grace and glory, we remember and honor Giles today as we thank you for giving him to us to know and to love. By your compassionate presence, console us in our mourning. Inspire us in the confidence of a certain faith, the comfort of a holy hope, and the peace which passes all understanding through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lindsay and Sarah and Giles Wilson would like to share some thoughts on behalf of the family.
You may know him as Giles. Some call him G-Boy or the Judge. But to our family, he was our papa. And he was the best papa there ever was. My name is Lindsay, and I'm the oldest granddaughter of Giles and Nelda. Papa liked to refer to me as Alpha, and their youngest granddaughter, Lyndon, as Omega. I loved it. He told me he did this because when I was born, it was the start of a new life for him, like the Bible signifying his beginning and end. On behalf of our family, I would like to thank everyone for being here today to pay your respects to my papa. He would be pleased and still somehow surprised to see so many people here today. Whether you knew him as a husband, father, grandfather, business associate, or friend, you probably had the same level of appreciation for him that I did. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "It's not the length of life, but the depth of one's life." I think that today proves that Papa's depth of life was boundless. I loved my Papa from the moment I laid eyes on him. I'm told when I was a toddler and we would meet Papa at the horse races, I would literally leap out of anyone's arms that I was in and get to my Papa. He even installed a swing for me in their kitchen and would push me hours on end. He spoiled me so badly by calling my parents and telling them that he wanted me to come for a visit. So he'd get in his plane he had at the time, and he'd fly to pick me up in San Angelo. He loved it when I got on the plane and would tell the pilot, "Ready to go, Tom." When I reflect on my time over the past few years with him, I remember meaningful conversations and a lot of jokes being shared out at the ranch. We would often fill him in the next morning of any escapades he missed after he had gone to bed the night before. And he would just laugh at us and say he was glad we had a good time, because that was all he truly cared about. When I think about him, the words that come to my mind are hard worker, caring, faithful, respectful, generous, service-oriented, a businessman, but most of all, a family man. These are just a few words that come to my mind because it's impossible to summarize how great a person he was. What I think a lot of people know about my papa was he was a very educated and successful businessman and Garza County judge. He didn't need to be judge. He just felt like he may be able to help out the county that he loved. He received so many honors and awards, and half the time, we didn't even know he got them. What I hope you learned today was the man that I know. He was a diehard Green Bay Packer fan, often making his great-grandchildren pose in pictures wearing cheese heads. He was a caring and loyal husband for over 60 years. Nana told us when he first laid eyes on her, he pointed at her and told his friend, "That's the girl I'm going to marry." Now, don't get me wrong. He knew what buttons to push with Nana. If he wanted to rile her up, he would call her Granny and just start laughing. I guess it worked because she stayed by his side until the very end, saying she loved him more that day than the day they were married. I'm hoping his good choice in a wife will carry on, and maybe he'll send me a husband now. Nonetheless, my grandparents' relationship will always be a guiding force for my own. He wouldn't tell you about the numerous kids he helped go to college or paid for their braces. He wouldn't tell you about the books he had printed for the entire first grade or the boxes of bears he sent to a children's hospital, but I will. He was adamant about service and giving. After years of service, he retired from public office, concluding an impressive 34-year tenure and is still the longest tenured county judge in Texas. He had a great sense of humor, and I felt like I could tell him anything. He was a shoulder to lean on, a friend to rely on, and a rock for our whole family. Our family has always been close and always stuck together, because that was my papa's pride and joy. He took care of every one of us in one way or another. He never wanted us to leave after we all got together. He would get so sad on the day our family would pack up to get home. He gave us all of his love, but also his discipline when we deserved it. My cousin Whitney and I were arguing over who could hold our newest baby cousin, and he sat us down and he told us the importance of loving each other and not taking each other for granted. He didn't yell at us or get angry. He just told us how important it was for us to get along. I would often ask my mom, as I got older, if Papa ever got angry, because I had never seen it. She and my Aunt Charlsie assured me, oh yes, he did. I later found out, in true Papa fashion, one of my favorite Papa stories. My Aunt Charlsie was quite a pill in her younger days, and on occasion known to come home after her curfew. She told me she would attempt to sneak in through their breezeway, and still, he'd always be there waiting for her at the back door. So she would freeze, waiting to see what his reaction would be. And he would wave her on in, but she would decline. So again, he would wave her on in, and again, she'd decline. So as this went on, he would get more adamant that she come into the house, where she would finally try to run back past him, never being successful at evading him. Towards the end of his life, it was very difficult for our family to watch him struggle with illness. Even though he was fighting such a difficult battle, he always remained strong and optimistic. He showed the most concern for Nana and us and how we were doing. He wanted to make sure we would all be okay and stick together. I've often heard from people that no one was a stranger to him because he always made you feel important when you were with him. That strength he showed the past 2 years and his love for us is something that I will never forget. We know the only way to honor him is to carry on his legacy of service and helping others. That legacy is something us Dalbys take very seriously. I was interviewed by the Lubbock AJ earlier this week on an article they wanted to do on Papa, and the reporter asked me numerous questions on what I would miss about him and what he had taught me. I realized how much impact he had had on me today, that I would not be as service-minded or compassionate without his input. The reporter finished the interview asking me, how did I intend on carrying out his legacy? I thought for a second and finally realized, he doesn't expect huge sacrifices or donations from me. His service was based on the value of giving what time and donations you can when you can. These little weekly or monthly accomplishments add up to the character of great people like Papa. We are so proud of everything he accomplished and what he taught us. Maya Angelou said, a great soul serves everyone all the time. A great soul never dies. It brings us together again and again. I know this is what Papa would want. Papa, we will miss you each and every day and never forget what you taught us. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my Papa you'll be.
Microphone scared me. I'm going to start with the reading from Psalms 27, 1. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? This is the kind of cowboy Papa was. He was a whippersnapper till the end. In the last week, he was more sassy than I'd seen him in the last 10 years altogether. He was at peace at his ranch. Papa was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of man. How could anyone put a number on the things he taught us? Get involved and never brag about your good deeds. Trust the Lord and his plan and never stop. Continue to help others until the end. You do not need a platform. Volunteer. Every bit counts. The biggest lesson, however, was to love your family. And family is not only who your blood is. In these last 2 years, I really want to thank from myself and my family, Rhonda, Dorothy, and Lee Wayne. His life would not have been what it was for the last 2 years without you three involved. And he loved each and every one of you like family. And you are family. And you will always be part of our family. Another reading now from 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Papa had picked this verse for my upcoming wedding, which even a week ago he planned on attending. And I know he would want Giles Wilson to know and keep this verse in his heart for his upcoming wedding and for all the grandchildren who are yet to wed. I believe Papa's marriage to Nana was his proudest accomplishment of all. So this is a man we need to celebrate. Happy tears for the judge. He would want us to celebrate a great 80 years. My father once said, who will be coming up, the only way Giles could improve is to not be so nice to those who do not deserve it. And if this is your only shortcoming, you are truly a great man. Thank you.
I just wanted to read a poem that I wrote for him when I was in high school. It's titled The Judge. He was a powerful man, said the gavel sitting on the desk. He was a respected man, says the innocent victim released for murder accusations. An important man, says the chair sitting at the head of the courtroom. An honorable man, said the room dedicated to many years of service. A dedicated man, said the papers covering his desk from the court cases. A helpful citizen, said the community of which he was raised, but not a pushover, said the criminals he put behind bars. He was a judge for 34 years. I just found a quote that pretty much summed Papa up and what he lived by, and it was, "People will forget everything that you accomplished, but never forget how you treated them." He was probably the nicest man I know, and he loved everybody, even if he didn't know you, and I love him. Thank y'all.
On behalf of the people of the state of Texas, State Senator John Whitmire.
Good afternoon. I want to thank everyone for being here on behalf of the family. Certainly want to thank the family for allowing me to play a small role this afternoon. And let me say to Lindsay, Sarah, and Giles Wilson, you will never do anything tougher the rest of your life unless perhaps speaking at one of your parents' funeral. And I know what Judge Dalby would want us to do is acknowledge these young people with a round of applause. I'm here this afternoon to celebrate the life of Giles Dalby, and I think it's very appropriate that we're in a field house because Judge Dalby definitely had a winning record. To use an analogy of a sports team, he would definitely be someone that we'd consider that he won the Super Bowl of life. But let me stop here as we recognize Judge Dalby as the champion of life and say something that we all have on our mind. There's another champion here this afternoon. When I was a young person visiting post, I would look at Giles and Nelda, and I was still being shaped and molded. I'd come from a family that divorced when I was 7, and I'd never been around a couple. It just doted on each other all the time. I think it's only appropriate, and I know Judge Dalby would want us to stop at this time and recognize his best friend, his wife, his soulmate, his rock of 61 years. Please join me in thanking and acknowledging Nelda Dalby for 61 years this June of being Judge Dalby's best friend, wife, soulmate, and rock of his life. Thank you. I was invited here 40 years ago to a banquet. Actually, it was a junior-senior banquet. I'd met Giles in Austin, and he was in charge that year of finding a speaker for the junior-senior banquet. To this day, Becky, I think the fix was on because I came and spoke and didn't leave for about 24 Christmases later. He became not only Judge Dalby, he became my special friend. He became my largest supporter, my mentor, and he helped shape me into currently the state's longest state senator. He shared with me his love of God, his family. You know, so many politicians these days want to talk about family values. Judge Dalby was into family values before it was cool. His love of Garza County, Post, his state, his nation, and certainly the Green Bay Packers. He stood out among other public officials for his integrity. Never once in his whole term of office did he ever have anyone question his intent. It was never about what was in the best interest for Judge Dalby. He never had a hidden agenda or an angle. It was a truly model for other elected officials. He was a tough but fair judge. He never got an attitude from being sitting as a judge. And let me just say one thing. I have seen him in meetings with the governor of Texas. He was the same person in the Capitol meeting with the governor as he would be at the barn with his ranch hands. He never, ever had an attitude. He treated everyone like they wanted to be treated, like he wanted to be treated. I want to thank him, as I know you would, in this celebration for allowing us to be a part of his life. He shaped me to be the man I am today, to be a better father, to be a better public official. And I wish we had time for each and every one of you to come forward and give us the story and the impact that he had on your life. But as we celebrate, the good news is it's not over. In fact, in many ways, I think the best is yet to come because he's in a better place. No pain, no health issues. They've probably already made him a judge. And his legacy will live on. Not only what he's done for this community with your correction facility, with what he's done for county government, but he'll live on through the public service and the contributions of his family, his 4 children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. And let me close by saying, I truly believe, and I want you to consider this and take it with you and recommit your life to it. I truly believe that we're placed on earth to make it a better place than the one we found. And if that's the measurement that we want to judge Judge Dalby's life, then he truly is a champion because he did make this world a better place than the one he found. Thank you.
In the Holy Scriptures, the Psalms are the ancient Jerusalem temple community hymn book, the forerunners from where we learned we have amazing grace. Psalm 121 is the dismissal song, the closing hymn, written for pilgrims on the way home. I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. And of course, the shepherd's song. Join with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? When I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Reverend Elizabeth Abraham will lead prayers in just a second, and we'll close by praying together as our Lord taught us. And you should know that Presbyterians tend to pray for the forgiveness of our debts rather than our trespasses. And I think Alan White would appreciate this. It's because, given the choice, we prefer it that way.
Let us pray. Loving and holy God, we gather at this time to remember the remarkable, humble, and gracious life of Judge Giles Dalby. Right now, Giles would be shaking his head at the fanfare of this occasion, and yet also smiling with sheer gratitude at the overwhelming gathering of dear friends and beloved family. While none of us ever wanted for this day to come, we are thankful that Giles was able to die peacefully last Friday evening, overlooking his ranch, the special place in his life where he experienced a sense of home, and where he knew that his roots, his rocks, and his faith would truly see him through. We ask, O Lord, that you would be with Nelda, his family, and all of us in this time of sadness and sorrow. May our fond memories of his laughter, joy, and love for life, his genuine care of people, and his life of service help to heal the hole we feel from his absence in our midst. As we give this gentle giant of a man back to you on this day and acknowledge the many ways Giles has left this world a better place, we pray that his tough, adventurous, and determined spirit would be a guide and inspiration to all of us who seek to live lives of dignity, respect, and honor that are a blessing to others and that truly matter to you, O Lord. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives us life in this world and in the next, let us now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
From the book of Joshua, chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, "Arise and go over into the land I'm giving you to the people of Israel. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail or forsake you." I came to Texas from Wisconsin. I'd been here about a month when I got an invitation early in the week to preach at the Presbyterian Church in Post for the first time. A day or two later, I was having lunch with my then new friend, Tom McGovern, who some of you know, teaches at the med school. And the preaching invitation and post came up in the conversation, and Tom smiled wryly and said as only he can, "So you'll be meeting the Giles boys then." The Giles boys. I met Giles Dalby that next Sunday. Quickly learned that there at least was one other Green Bay Packer fan on the Llano Estacado. Lindsay, I thought he told me that in strict pastoral confidence. And as our friendship grew over the next 20 years, I watched him find similar ways to make us all feel special and uniquely connected to him and to this place that he loved and served for a lifetime. Now, he would cringe and roll his eyes at my alluding to John F. Kennedy right now. But Giles Dalby never asked what his county could do for him. He asked only what he could do for his county, and he answered that question every day with his service to all of us. And that list of achievements and contributions are endless, focused mainly on justice and jobs and forbearance. Choosing public service can be a thankless task at best. I remember one time there was a particularly contentious flap of some sort, and as judge, he found himself in the middle of conversation in the media. And I asked him after church why he puts up with all of that, if ever a man didn't need the aggravation. He kind of chuckled and said something to the effect, "It needs to be done, and I know how to do it." If ever a man described his calling. To the extent he talked about it at all, Giles felt most strongly about his public contributions as judge and his work at Plains Capital Bank. But as has been mentioned, there are literally thousands of people whose lives he touched in ways largely known only to Giles and to the particular individuals involved. A set of braces, a tuition bill, a semester's worth of books, a well-placed phone call to cut some red tape. You get the idea. Heard a story the other day about an engineering project near Post a while back that had one wheel stuck in some political mud, which he quickly unstuck. And his comment at the time was, "Let's not get in the way of someone trying to do it right." If ever a man described a political philosophy. The evidence of this public service shows up in lives quietly changed and lived since for the better. There's still the occasional thank you note that Nelda finds tucked here and there, often not recognizing the names, each one uniquely special to Giles. I think for him, public service was a matter of stewardship. He understood that he was deeply blessed. He was rooted to this great land. The Cross H Ranch was his sanctuary, the place where he connected to the ground of his being. And every day in public service was, in effect, a thank you note to God for blessing him with faith and family. Family. That's what he talked about when he talked about his life. His knack of making us all feel special and uniquely connected to him stemmed from how deeply connected he was to his people. Each of his children knew they were unique, special, deeply loved, quite equally. You didn't need sibling rivalry to get his undivided attention. Collectively, Liz and Becky and Charlesy and Giles are a team. And when he was one-on-one with any of them, their deal was what was most important at the time. They tell me how generous he was. When they asked for something they needed, he'd usually just provide it, because generally they had a good reason. Generally. But if they asked for a loan, he'd made sure and certain it got paid back. That mindset is probably why he and Alan made such a good team, taking Plains Capital from where it was to where it is. Pretty long trip. We know about Alpha and Omega. And Lauren and Sarah and Whitney, Hannah, Tyler, Danae, Cannell, and Giles Wilson were Team Papa in his life. And now the greats, Aubrey and Kendall, Jackson and Stella. Their parents and grandparents will connect them to Papa Giles with stories. Nelda. His richest blessing was the love of his life. They found each other early and renewed their vows as partners in life every single day for over 60 years. Ups and downs, mostly ups. You certainly took that sickness and in health part seriously. It's rather amazing, providential, really, that as each faced and faced down health issues over the years, things tended to cycle. One would get strong before the other faltered, and vice versa. They held each other up. We don't have to ask them how they did it. We only have to remember how honored we have been to watch them be. Watch them be together. I'm told that throughout their marriage, through even these last few weeks, they began and ended each day with quiet and private words of endearment, expressing in their own way to each other what it means to love and to cherish. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, "Arise, go to the people, and I will be with you." We've lost one of our last great patriarchs. And now it falls to us individually and collectively to answer the call to Joshua as God gives us the wit and the will. What will we do without him? I bet Joshua wondered. We will figure it out. We will in our own way keep going to our people, extending hands and hearts of service and support and love. I was at 36,000 feet 8 days ago, high over Albuquerque. And I knew that this was just about the time Giles Jr. came home with him to the ranch. I found myself looking out at the vast land below and thinking about the Giles boys. And I think this happens to all of us from time to time. But I got a flash of insight right then. This was so literally out of the blue that I took it almost as a sign, a kind of spiritual connection to Giles, in that I knew that he'd made it home. Maybe it was because at that moment I was 36,000 feet closer to where I knew he was going, home again, as it turns out, last Friday evening. Honestly, it was like taking dictation. I wrote this down on this card a week ago yesterday, and I think of it now, the code of the Giles boys. Rule one, faith and family first. Rule two, tend to business, have fun. Not necessarily in that order. Rule three, when in doubt, see rule one. I'm heartbroken at the loss of my friend. I'm energized by his legacy of leadership, his smile, and the unforgettable sounds of his laughter. And I will strive each day in some way to honor his honor. When in doubt, see rule one. Let us pray. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend Giles, your servant. Acknowledge him, we pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all the saints in light. Amen. To honor Giles, go into the world in peace, have courage, hold fast to what is good, return no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the suffering, honor all people. Speak and act with love on your lips and in your heart. Be generous, be humble. Faith and family first. Let us go in peace. Service continues at Cross H Ranch. Please hold your places here and you'll be directed in due course. Amen.